So this is gonna be part two of Lunetta. And the score is 5 for me and 3 to you?
No, 2 to me. 5 to you, 2 to me. I'm well behind.
It would have been...
You need one more game and you get the first set, but it's okay.
It should be a game of luck being 50-50, but...
It's just chance it happens like this.
I'm just silly lucky.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the first question or get the first question?
I
want to
get the first question.
Good. Are you an independent thinker?
Yes. Well, everyone is a child of their era and their days and their times and such and such. I mean, to me, that's not more than a cliche. I mean, I am quite into historiography, so history books, at least. And it feeds my insatiable hunger for relativism. Thank you. So, but apart from that, for a person of my age, I think I'm a quite critical thinker. Yes.
And a critical thinker is the same as an independent thinker, because this is another of these
you shouldn't take criticism as always being criticism like you're doing this wrong or you're doing that wrong. I mean, criticism can also be...
No, critical thinker is something else than criticizing.
Okay, so yes, I think I think I'm... well, actually, I'm trying to, and I think I got out quite well, I hope. I'm actively on a day-to-day basis trying to, so I hope I do well, and I'm a little bit confident that I do well, so the answer is yes.
Good. You want to pick the card? Because I don't want to use my luck.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
I am, because I'm one of these people that's always been crap in games. I'm used to not winning, so I don't care about not winning.
Could you fall in love with someone who has totally different opinions than you have?
I don't do the concept of love.
Okay.
So that's a bit of aromantic.
So that's a no anyway.
That's a no, whatever. It's wrapped up.
Okay.
But I do friendship and I do care about people. So yeah, I can care for someone I disagree with as long as this is an honest person with sensible thought patterns.
You are getting a maybe.
I said no.
You said no. Another chance gone.
Do you find anarchists nicer people than those who do not label themselves that way?
On average, yes. But that's a quite personal thing.
Oh, but there's a strange thing in the Netherlands. People don't really self-identify as anarchists.
No, it's getting more and more of a taboo in Holland.
No, more that people, it's not, it doesn't matter. If you go to autonomous spaces, you assume everyone there is an anarchist. And
but the question was, if I minded that if anyone would label them, come
no,
again.
Do you find anarchists nicer people than those who do not label themselves that way?
Well, I think, I suspect yes, really. Because people say playing field hockey or so. No, that's not where I source my friends, no. Okay, so the answer, yes, that's the point to me. Oh, I put my previous two answers back in the pile.
Yeah, because they were wrong. You keep the ones that are the points.
Oh no, but for from the first round, I put my 2 points back on the pile.
Oh, then you need two new ones. Yeah, do you want the top ones or the bottom ones?
Do we play until the answers are
No, we play until we don't play anymore.
Wait, 20 minutes, that's it, yeah. Okay, give me two. Okay.
From the top.
So.
For the people that don't
see it. No. Do you consider personal ownership bourgeois? Bourgeois.
This is one of these questions that I really don't like, because to me, being bourgeois is being born with lots of money and not caring about value and pretending that the American dream is real and that working hard will get you there while having old money and this crap. That's how I see bourgeois. So, I think people that I identify as bourgeois, they like to own a lot of crap and they like fancy stuff and they want to show off their fancy stuff, but it's not that everybody that owns something is someone like that. So,
okay.
I'm gonna say, is it a no? It's a no. And I'm lucky that I got a point for it.
Okay.
It's not fair. Bourgeois. Don't like the word.
It's a bit archaic. Eh?
Archaic and academic. So yeah. It's.
Well, not even academic. I mean, I master in sociology, and I. If I were to use the term bourgeois, they would chase me out of the audition room, but the auditory.
That is a funny one. I should try to get this word out of the activist vocabulary because it's a crap word.
Well, okay, it's perhaps you should. Okay,
sure. Instead of bourgeois, say spoiled brat.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
Yeah, confusing. Petit bourgeois. Yeah. Okay. Well.
No, you know more stuff. You enter the room of a good friend who is not at home at that moment. On the table you see a letter with your name in it. Will you read the letter?
No. I would have when I was younger, but now I won't anymore. I would have I might have when I was younger. I don't know. Well, actually, the idea repels me. So
yeah, that's what I think. It's if someone wants to tell me stuff, they will tell me or not.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah.
Maybe.
No, there's not a point.
Good. You can say maybe because in the past. Maybe.
You have been asked to give a lecture on your favorite subject for an audience of 1,000 people. Do you go for it?
Yep.
Okay.
Because I don't fear talking for crowds. Maybe. So that's no point for me. Just in front of you, this is one of these questions that gives you a bit of an insight in the person, the people that made this game. Just in front of you walks a person in a fur coat. Do you comment on it?
No, sorry.
No, there's so many people with a whole fur coat. I've never seen that in public.
Well, I've never seen it, but there is a great many things besides wearing fur that are quite offensive to me, so I can't kick anyone. Well, each time I walk down the Steenweg here in Utrecht, I would kick down two people if I took offense, and everything I take offense on. People really used to be more brutal in the olden days.
Like 14th century?
Like the 14th century, but also some 15 years ago. I mean, I'm 47 now. And when I was in school 40 years ago, so in kindergarten, whatever you call it in English, Well, we used to tell people, kids used to go in front of the class and tell racist jokes about blacks and Turks, and we laughed about it. Ha ha ha! That's a good one. I mean, do you know about racism? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's only 40 years ago. 40 years ago. So, I mean, nowadays you can get arrested for it. Yeah. I mean, so apart from anything, but times do change.
People.
So change. I wouldn't comment on it. But perhaps if I was in a bit of a black mood, yes. Well, perhaps I should, indeed. Perhaps I should. Okay.
Maybe.
I'll remember
this,
it. I'll remember it next time.
Yeah, because also I would say maybe because if I would know the person, I would make a remark.
Mm.
Or maybe if I was with people, I would talk loudly about it. How?
Well, if he or she, most probably she, but would have already offended me in this or that way, I would come in. But normally I wouldn't just in a total stranger
a
fur coat
and
like, hey, excuse me. Yeah. So no. Not gonna do it. Okay. It's your
question.
Your girlfriend is pregnant and she decides to have the baby. Do you try to change her mind? Yeah.
I'll just tell her that I'm useless with kids, and I'm not gonna help out raising the kid.
Okay.
So if she wants it, she can keep it. But to me, I like the Midas Deckers where he says, "Well, yeah, it's so strange. Humans are strange. They get this small animal inside their womb, and then after when they finally push the parasite out."
Yeah,
they keep it and put clothes on them and keep them forever and ever.
Yeah, well, I actually never seriously considered having kids, so I'm quite happy with it. I mean, a fucking bother.
Yeah, that's not
every fucking day.
Yeah, my brother has
always
been
there.
Don't want it.
Always there.
Yeah, you can't go out. Oh, that's the wrong one. I was going to
say
the answer. So I said.
You said no, but
she can do whatever she likes. So
okay.
That's a yes, so I don't get the point.
Okay.
I'm happy my brother has kids because I can visit them and I can go.
It's
not my problem.
Yeah.
This is the most nasty question of the game.
Shit.
This game scares the hell out of you. Will you tell this to your fellow players?
This game scares the hell out of me. Would I tell my fellow players? It doesn't.
Okay. Good.
It's a moot point. I mean, this game doesn't scare the hell out of me.
Oh, but.
If it would scare, so I have to imagine that it scares the hell out of me anyway. When it doesn't.
No. I'm trying to. Before we started, I didn't show you any of the questions. So you're a bit. Everybody's. I'm not sure about it. Mm. But now that we played 20 minutes of it, nope.
If I would, the question actually is, would I admit in front of other people that I'm afraid? Am I afraid to show fear? Is that the question?
I don't think it's the question, but I think it should be a question. Maybe
okay.
Should it be a question? Because there's also a question.
Do I fear fear? Yes, I fear fear.
No, there's also a question.
I'm afraid of fear. Yeah.
Make up your own question.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm afraid to show fear. Yeah, I've got bad experience with showing fear, so I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that makes it a maybe.
No.
Oh. Okay. Was this your turn or my turn?
you can ask a question, but I hope you remember this question that because I want to add the question to the game.
Are you afraid of showing fear?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Because that's a much more, I don't know, sensible question.
A radical left or anarchist magazine that you like refuses your article for the second time. They think it is rather weak. Will this make you doubt the content of your article?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I know my writing style is crap. So I'm pretty sure if they deny it, it's just because they are not able to.
Well, you're evading the question.
Yep, I'm evading it.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. So that makes this initially a no.
Oh, and also Dunning-Kruger effect. The more you know about something, the more you doubt that you don't know a lot about it.
The more you know about it.
If they are very strong about it, that it's crap, then they probably don't know anything about it.
Okay. I'm not really sure,
but if they got proper arguments saying, "Oh, this you miss this and this," then I will definitely doubt it.
Okay.
So I'm making a maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a point for me.
That's no point for you. I like this game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I'd like to do this game with also. Just more times, and also it would be fun if you play it with someone else.
Who, me?
Yeah, or you don't need to do it one-on-one, you can do it with five people at the same time. You just pick a card and pick an answer afterwards.
Okay. Okay, shoes.
Do you think it's okay to make love with somebody you cannot talk very well with?
No. But speaking of me, the main reason I've been a bachelor for so long is that
people are annoying.
Sorry,
I'm making
people are annoying.
I can't talk with
them. I like sex, but I would hate maintaining a relationship. So as not to inadvertently abuse someone's feelings, I would rather not make love to someone with whom I can't talk. It's a no. Maybe. Yeah, if I should drive.
Oh, but the question, I'm going to try to make you get a point. And the question is, if it's not about you, the question is, do you feel it's okay that people do this?
If
someone else does this,
that is none of my business. What would?
Then you get a maybe.
Oh, I got a point! I got a point! Oh, I got a point!
That's what I was.
No, it's not a maybe. It's a maybe. I need the points. Okay.
Next question. Are you?
Oh yeah. Sorry.
You a person with integrity, or
you see
like
a duck stuck in ice? No one is around. Will you try to rescue it?
Yep.
Okay.
But not. I will not get wet feet for it. If the duck is too far out, I'll just call a number.
Yeah.
And try to make other people fix the problem.
Okay, we're
another 20 minutes.
Okay, lachen.
And because you said you liked the game.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to do another 20 minutes after?
We
can also just do.
We'll save it for the next time, okay?
Yeah, or we'll just don't do recordings and stuff. But I also, at the beginning...
I like the recording bit.
Oh, okay, then we'll just play another time.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm still recording. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm Frank. I'm currently 47 years old, from the east of Holland, currently living more half of his life in Utrecht and currently trying to make it as a visual artist. Bye-bye.
Nice. In that case, I'm Peter and I got a disability, so I don't have to work. I'm retired. And I live in Amersfoort, nearby Utrecht.
Well,
and I'm mostly just having fun. I'm the guy being lazy, walking around and stuff. I'm that anarchist.